We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
A texter is correcting me and informing me that the thing that you pull off of the steamer is not the sweater. It is the jacket of the clam. So,
close enough.
Whatever. Yeah.
Or maybe it's the curtain. Would it be okay to call it the curtain?
I prefer that you didn't because it might give some negative connotations. But
maybe it's the beard of the clam. I can't believe that that's the first clam that you ever tried. That's so weird.
It was pretty good.
What kind of a weirdo?
I don't
lives
know. Greg.
Lives in Chelsea and has never had seafood in 30. How old are you?
34.
So Donut Lassie, Stanley Stisgrimy, is 34 years old. And did you ever try it as a kid? Like, did anybody ever?
I'm sure. I come from a pretty decent family. Yeah,
did your mom
sure.
have you try seafood?
Yeah, I'm sure she, yes, but I just grew out of it, and the smell and the texture just kind of bogs me out. But that was very delicious. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Are you trying to say that not great families don't have, seafood too?
I'm just saying I'm very poor.
Well,
radio.
Are you going to be done eating by the time we get to the rest of the show here?
Bro, you just shoved half this plate in your face on the air.
Yeah, I did during the break. Yes.
No, while we were on the air, guys.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I
did.
Sauce slurping. I didn't get to. I was busy.
Are you going to be grazing for the whole entire rest of the show?
You okayed this, sir. You okayed this.
I mean, like, Texter says that Danielle and Stiz could never date because Stiz doesn't like seafood. Well, I don't know if that's
changing. I like clams now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's never not going to be funny.
All right. Let's see. It is 9:03, and here's somebody who says they're 52 years old and they have never had seafood, not even tuna fish. Not even tuna fish. How have you never had? Have you had tuna fish?
Tuna is disgusting.
Well, so you don't like it? Really?
What about it?
Have you had like plain tuna out of the can with mayo, or have you cooked like sushi grade tuna?
No, I've never had sushi.
Yeah, you're not
grade
doing
tuna.
It right, kid.
I've had,
doing
bumblebee
it right.
tuna.
I'll make you a little sesame crusted tuna. You'll love it.
Let's see. Here's a 978 text that says, "Does it make me fat if I find the food segments on your show the most interesting?"
Nope.
No,
makes you smart.
No, that is fine. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, so I don't know if you've been hearing from people about Scott from Weymouth from being on the show for the Miss Bocchini pageant. But I just gotta put this out there: if Scott from Weymouth goes to Miss Bocchini pageant, I will not tune into your show on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just can't deal with that guy. I'll still listen to it on the Facebook Live, but if he goes on the show, if he's there, I will not tune into your show morning. I'm sorry. I just can't stand him.
All right.
Well, he's going to be on the Facebook Live too, Brian, so that's really not going to work out.
I mean, I'm sorry. Guy's a listener of the station.
Right.
Some of you don't like him, but he's coming. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the threats and the extortion attempts are going to get you nowhere. I'll just tell you.
How long you've been listening to that call about me?
I mean, I'll just tell you.
Call, text.
Today's weather brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent featuring all-wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this summer. And it is going to rain, and the temperature is going to get to 71 for a high today. Right now, we're in the 60s already, so it's
nice.
65 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. 978 texter says, today has been the worst phone call show in the history of the 28 years of this program.
I mean, as far as I've been on the show and I can remember, it's definitely top three.
Well,
and you know what? I mean, sometimes it's just the way the stars align.
Yeah. I mean, some people are great callers. Yeah. Others just are not. They're not great callers.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't hold anybody accountable on that. I mean, it's, some people prepare and they bring it, and other people are just not ready for prime time. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Including
I don't know what
some
to
of
tell
us.
You. You have to open the phone lines up and let the people call. I don't care. Coming up on tomorrow's show, it's Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer, and Larry will be in here answering all of your legal-related questions for free, so that'll happen at 8:30 on tomorrow's show. On Thursday, we are going inside the warped female brain at 7:50, so Danielle will answer any and all of your questions if you're a man about the odd way in which the mind of any female in your life works, so you can get your advice from Danielle tomorrow, Thursday at 7:50. We'll also get to Stowe 5-0 Thursday. And heads up on Monday's show. On Monday's show, we are giving away a foursome for this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. So if you tune in on Monday, you will have the chance to win and bring three guests and join us at the new casino out in Springfield, the MGM Casino, and the Great Horse Golf Club out there. So, right now, though, the news. Do you have a sponsor that you would like to get to, Danielle?
News brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Brought to you also by Comcast. Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond Fast is technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business, Beyond Fast. Call 1-800-501-6000 and take your business beyond.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
Oh, well, this is a good one. I'm going to guess that this individual might have been on something. But in Jacksonville, a naked intruder was reportedly chased away by demons. A family over the weekend had a nude man show up at their home, and he tried to force his way inside repeatedly. And the homeowner said that everyone was asleep when they heard this crazy commotion. Evidently, the guy swam up from a boat ramp, scampered up their dock, and started pounding on their doors and windows. So the homeowner, Laurel Walker, we'll hear from her in a second, she said her husband stood by the front door armed with a gun while the guy carried on ranting for about 20 minutes, saying that he was going to get killed because he was being chased by demons. He finally tried to wriggle his way through the doggy door. He was eventually captured by police. Thank goodness no one was injured, but Laurel tells us what happened.
And we heard banging at the front door and then the doorbell ringing over and over and over. I yelled down to the front door and said, "Who is it?" And he said, "My name is Jonathan Foss. Please let me in. The demons are chasing me." My husband asked him to turn around and look at him. So he twisted through the doggy door and looked up at my husband. He said, "You do see I have a gun." He said, "Yes, sir, I see you have a gun, but I'd rather you shoot me than leave me out here to be eaten by the demons."
Well,
on something.
Florida, you never know.
Definitely on something. Absolutely on something.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
We have an inductee this morning into the Mantown Hall of Fame.
The Hillman Morning Show is proud to present...
You're the manliest man in the history of manly men.
Today's inductee into the Mantown Hall of Fame.
Is he the guy? Are you the man?
This morning's inductee into the Mantown Hall of Fame is an 11-year-old boy. His name is Braden Smith. He lives in North Carolina, and on Friday, there's a 19-year-old kid that broke into his house. When all of a sudden, Braden, who was home by himself, was forced into a closet, grabbed a machete off the wall, and was able to whack the would-be burglar off the back of the head with it.
Oh, awesome.
The guy was scared off, thank God. Kid didn't get hurt, and the would-be robber was arrested by police, which was great. And Braden Smith did a couple interviews with some local news outlets, and he had a message for that burglar.
You shouldn't have done what you've done. You're better off to get a job than breaking into other people's house.
Yeah. Go get a job.
Way to work, kiddo.
Pretty good logic from the kid. The 11-year-old.
Seriously.
Speaking of kids, I'm in, and this hasn't happened in, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years. I'm told that Brees Hill has called the program this morning because he's upset with something I said.
Oh, no. Maybe,
maybe when I mentioned that I had to make him eat his vegetables. Brees.
What's up?
What's up?
I heard you giving Sizz a hard time earlier.
Yes.
About trying the seafood.
Yes.
But when I was younger, I do not remember seeing you eat any vegetables at all.
Oh. Oh. I mean, that's a real nice thing to say
that explains
to
a lot.
Your old man on the radio. I mean, I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
You're in our shape.
You've been running a lot recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Brees Hill, when he runs.
Well, he runs.
The kid goes and does 6 miles
right.
at a time or something.
And
elite athlete. And then throws it in my face.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't he?
When he gets back. How's the show this morning?
Pretty good.
It's not too bad?
Nice.
Yeah, no, I want to try the dipping sauce for the clams.
Well, yeah, you got it. It's awesome.
Let's get over to Floramos. We'll do little father-son dinner over at Floramos on the
good.
Schneid,
can
by
LB
the way.
Come?
What?
Can LB come?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can come, Brees, but I have to sit in the booth in the corner across the restaurant from you guys. But I promise.
I haven't seen Uncle LB in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
There's a reason for that, Brees.
You won't believe
it. That's not true. I'm a budding father. I have a 10-year-old.
I think you have a couple other kids, too.
You wouldn't recognize him. He could honestly be—he could be the new offensive tackle on your on your Bentley team.
He probably could. He was a professional athlete.
Yeah, yes,
there
he was.
It is.
Yes,
from
he
what? From one
yes.
per, from oh. one pro to another, kid. You know, we got to stick together. Uh-huh. These haters try and beat us down.
Are you are you at work?
I am. You know, there's not a whole lot going on though.
Oh. Do you, you want to give a plug to the business that you're working for this summer?
Yeah, HR Prescott out in West Boylston, right. Pipe Company. Come buy some pipe.
Yeah, delivering. Brees is delivering the pipe all summer long.
Hey Brees, when are we gonna get our Fortnite on?
Oh God,
I don't really play Fortnite that much anymore. It's kind of old.
Oh, all right, it's lame. Okay, all right. That's good
now
to
you know.
Good to know. Okay.
What you can get in the booth though.
Oh, you spit.
Oh, yeah.
No, not really. I'm just playing.
That's all right. Yeah, dude. I'd love to get in the studio with you.
No, I actually, Johnny Egan, like, when I was in, like, I don't know, sophomore year or something, Johnny Egan gave me a ride home one time, and we listened to your album the whole way home.
Wait, you listened to This Is Rap the whole ride home?
Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's
was
really
the CD player in the Escalade broken?
It's a hard time, but
yes, that's gonna be my new my new slogan hashtag. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You're the man, Brees.
Pretty good.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about the vegetable comment. I didn't.
Don't worry about it.
All right, pal.
Good chat, big dog.
All right.
All right,
there's B Hill,
good kid, Hill Dog.
Mm-hmm. He's a good kid.
Don't awesome. It's not just one.
He's a good kid.
His daughter's a champ and a half.
Yes,
all right,
she is.
And
she'll be teaching the youths of America.
That's exactly. Right.
Yeah.
All right. It's 9:14, and we need to get to this.
And now, LB.
I could tear you apart in like 14 seconds.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. If you've got any kind of hair issues, guys, gals, pick up the phone, call 1-800-GET-HAIR-CHANGER. Let us, it will change your life.
Enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. Aha,
will Kawhi be back as a Raptor? That is the big question this morning. Allegedly, 1.5 million people hit the streets up in Toronto. It was a packed house. I mean, even the side streets where people couldn't even see the main parade were jacked up, and people were partying big time because it is the first NBA championship that city's won. Three nitwits are in custody after shooting, I think it was three people, Daniel?
Four.
Four other people. Well, no, I thought they shot three people and four other people were trampled.
Oh, God.
in the stampede.
Either way, a bunch of people got hurt.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people got hurt. Whatever.
Yeah, it was four people that were shot.
And the major part of the story is that guys whipped out guns at
an NBA
parade.
How are you going to play like that?
Those crazy Canadians on the black labels.
Friggin' Drake.
Yeah.
Flying Air Drake around.
Yeah, Flying Air Drake. Yeah, that guy. I can't believe he made it on stage.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Guy's such a hanger-oner. The NBA draft is this weekend. Danny Ainge and the Leprechauns have three picks in the first round. And as I mentioned, no word on Kyrie and what's going to go down in that situation. The Red Sox needed just one run in the first, and Rick Porcello did the rest to get the win last night.
Pitch to JD, and he swings and lines one into left field, a base hit toward the line. Mookie coming home. JD rounding first and puts on the brakes. Left fielder Rosario got over there pretty quickly. He's a good outfielder. So JD drives in his 40th run, and the Red Sox lead 1-0.
Thanks for the call, Joe. And that's all. They added one more, and that's all it took. 2-0. They roll over the very good Minnesota Twins. What else? Ryan Brazier got the save, and that's number 7 for Ryan. Price goes for the good guys versus the Twinkies tonight at 8:10 in the second of 4. And then I think after the Twins, the Red Sox come back to Fenway to take on the Blue Jays. I look at the AL East this morning. Sox are 6 back in New York, 3.5 back of Tampa Bay for third. NHL awards are tomorrow night out in Vegas. Our Black and Gold are taking some street cred to the City of Sin. Patrice Bergeron is up for his record 8th Selke Trophy, looking to win number 5. And GM Don Sweeney, good luck, kid. You deserve the GM of the Year award.
Well, you certainly are proud of your players, and he should be proud of him being part of the Boston Bruins. For me, that's what you want. You want players that are invested, that are really good teammates, and really good. And Charlie checks all those boxes.
Yeah, you gotta love it. He's a big fan of Charlie, and he basically said Charlie McAvoy's not going anywhere. And Sweeney's is a great asset, you know, and commitment to the team and building this organization through depth. It took him to the Stanley Cup Finals, and we came up very, just one game short. Yesterday, what else was there? Today it's Cam and Charlie. Yesterday was Coach Cassidy and Sweeney's over at the Warrior Ice Arena. World Soccer, UEFA, and CONCACAF action begin with France and England at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. U.S. men have Guyana tonight out in the land of 10,000 lakes. They lost to Trinidad and Tobago in 2017, and that eliminated them from the 2018 World Cup. So it's W in the W columns to get to the World Cup all the way there. U.S. women are through to the knockout round over in France. They blanked Chile 3-0 yesterday in World Cup action. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
All right. Thank you, LB. Here's a 774 text that says, how much older than Stiz is Brees? His voice sounds a couple years older.
You guys are the worst.
I mean, you guys are the worst.
Oh, come on, Greg.
You guys are the worst.
Greg, I do not talk like that.
Oh, the texters are saying that you sound a little bit young. Like, you sound like maybe you're 12 or 13 years old.
Whatever, I'll take it. I'm at the age where I'm, like, embarrassed of my age.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm getting old.
Bro, look at the rest of the room. Back up with that.
Yeah, but you guys are all aging gracefully.
I mean, you're only 34 years old. You have your whole life ahead of you.
Only, Greg?
Only
34? I feel like I'm playing catch-up.
Let me ask some of our more advanced listeners to text in about which decade they feel was their best.
I feel
that really your 40s may be your best decade. I don't know how the rest of anybody feels, but you're only 34 years old, so you have a lot of life left,
you
Stanley.
I agree.
If you quit smoking,
you have a lot of life left.
I agree with that. However, I was a degenerate there for a little while, and thank God I got my S together. But I feel like I'm playing catch up. So I look at someone like Breece Hill, that's great, going to college, playing sports. you know, and yeah. And I feel like by the time he's 25, he should be settling into, you know, hopefully what his career is and, you know, moving forward. Thank God I was able to find radio, but I found it later in life, yeah. You know, and so
yeah.
I'm trying desperately to.
What are you laughing at?
No, I love it. I think what it's
wonderful. Well, she's poking fun.
It's great,
no, that's fine. Yeah. No, that's all right.
Later in life. What was old man.
It's true.
No.
It's true.
This texter says 30s, hands down, was their best decade.
I would like for people, when they text in with their best decade, to also text in with their current age. Because I think it's fun to see a comparison. Like, if you're like 62 and you say 30s was your best decade, that's interesting. If you're 40 and you say it was your 30s, maybe you haven't, you know, gotten to that point yet where you've experienced more great stuff yet.
I will say it was when I turned, it was about 30, so the past 5 years when I really got my S together, thank God, where I feel like I've matured a lot in the past 5 years, believe it or not.
I agree with you.
25 to 35.
Yeah.
You know, you
can't answer anything that anybody asks the way it's asked.
What, you asked me? You asked me what's the best?
Technically, that's a decade. It's a decade.
A decade is
25 to 34.
I know, it's just so simple.
A decade is 10 years.
20s, 30s, 40s.
You did, to be fair, Greg, you did ask it phrased that way, so he's not technically wrong.
A decade is 10 years. And I think everybody from when they're 25. Where they finally start making a living,
right.
But they're still young enough to get out in the party scene and chase the hot chicks into starting a business and setting your life up towards 35.
Let's see. Here's a text. I'm 49 years old, and my 30s were by far the best decade. Well, some people, I mean, when you get to be 40, when you're in 40 and you got kids, you have to deal with all that rigmarole and the figure out how you're going to pay for college and all the rest of that crap. Let's see. 61-year-old guy here. 30s were my best. See, everybody's saying 30s. I wouldn't think that. I would think it would be the 40s.
What about you, Greg?
I think 40s. I think 40s, yeah. I love 40s, but I mean,
you still look 40, Greg.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
It's because of the back. I mean, the back is, my back looks 10 years younger.
It's the beard.
Let's see. I'm a 29-year-old woman about to turn 30 in September, and I'm having a panic attack over it. Well, that's a thing for women, really, isn't it? I mean, this is the only guy I know who's freaking out about how old he is. I mean,
well, maybe because I'm not, you know, I've kind of found my career. And
we have? Like what is it?
Radio? you know, but I'm still not, you know, it's not concrete yet. You know, I'm still trying to pave my way. So maybe once, you know, I land like a full-time position and I'm like, okay, this is it. I'll feel a little bit better.
When you say pave your way, do you mean getting a side job with the DPW in Chelsea?
Exactly.
Shout out to my boy Tito.
Yes. Hello, Devin.
I'm enjoying my 40s the most. My wife and I don't have any kids, so, you know, we just make a lot of money and we travel. But the only downfall is we're both alcoholics.
Oh. You're drunks.
Wrap your head around it, kid. It's all good. No sense in going to Mexico and not drinking.
Take the milk thistle like LB.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Okay, so we got Stiz, we got Heavy Hottie Heather, we got, High Pitch Brian, and we got Scott from Weymouth, the next morning show. Oh God.
They're going to be the, I think Brian was saying they were,
sure.
I'm not sure what Brian was saying.
Hi, Heather, who hasn't called the show in a million years, so I don't even know why he would bring her.
Why are you sending the bat signal out on this, please? All right. We got to get to some news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Floor and Decor. Pros looking for top quality flooring will find the largest in-stock selection of tile, wood, and stone at Floor and Decor. Our dedicated pro services team is here to get you in and out fast. Visit their new location in Saugus. Brought to you also by the all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent, built to accompany you on your summertime travels. Love is now bigger than ever with three rows. Learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Fashion icon Gloria Vanderbilt passed away yesterday at the age of 95 after a long battle with stomach cancer. Did you know Anderson Cooper was her son? I had no idea.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
Yeah.
He issued a statement saying that his mom was an extraordinary woman who loved life and lived it on her own terms.
Did he work or did he take the night off? What did Anderson Cooper?
He worked.
Oh, yeah.
He's a workaholic.
He's a worker. Through it.
Yep. He's dedicated to his craft.
He's awesome at what he does.
A lot of people hate on him, but I give him credit.
Hmm.
All right. What else?
A little controversy. Some New York bartenders are accusing Tennessee bartenders of rigging a Long Island iced tea competition.
Oh, not the L-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most popular drinks of the 1970s and yes. perhaps even the 80s.
Yes.
Five white liquors and the splash of Coca-Cola and sour mix.
Yes.
In the Long Island iced tea. What happened?
So the Tourism Bureau in Kingsport, Tennessee last year declared it was the birthplace of the Long Island iced tea. There's a Long Island in Kingsport.
Oh.
And they say a bartender there invented the drink in the 20s using maple syrup as an ingredient.
Really?
So a bar on Long Island in New York, Long Island, jokingly took offense to that and said that they were the home of the Long Island iced tea. And then it turned into an actual full-on fight. So eventually some bartenders from both places agreed to meet up in Maryland for a Long Island iced tea contest. It went down last week and the bartenders from Tennessee won, but the bartenders in New York have now released a statement saying that the whole contest was rigged. They say that the Kingsport Tourism Board picked the judges and fixed the contest so that they'd win. Now they're demanding a full investigation by authorities and threatening possible legal action over what was just supposed to be a fun little thing.
I love when people cheat at the... It's like cheating at the Pinewood Derby.
Yeah.
Like, I love when people... Like, it's a meaningless Long Island iced tea competition, but yet they're trying to figure out a way that they can fix it. I mean, I would like to know if that's true, though, about the...
Right?
You would think the Long Island iced tea had been invented in New York.
But, I know.
So what are the five alcohols in that? You got tequila...
Vodka, gin, rum, tequila.
Gin, rum.
Yep. Triple sec.
And triple sec.
Yep.
All right, yeah. There
you go. The whole speed rack.
Splash Coke.
Yep. Or as...
And a lemon.
Or as LB calls it, breakfast. All right. It's 9:27. Hold on. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Gregory.
Yes, Michael.
I would like to point out a fact.
Yes.
I was listening to you when you were with the WAAF WAF Giraffe. How old I am.
I was not here during that time, but it sounds good. But go ahead. What's next?
The reason your 40s were better is because you came into money. I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm still broke, and I definitely think my 25 to 35, like LB said, is the best time. Because you're young, but old, kind of.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I think there's a variety of answers. You know, by the way, you say come into money as if like a Brinks truck.
You were just a poor little DJ, and all of a sudden, somehow, you made a magical switch to entrepreneur.
Well, Guy, it's called delivering revenue for a company. I mean, I don't know if you've looked around, but
you got a little side pie on the side called bars and cash flow.
He's an investment person.
Listen, let me just tell you this. The higher ups here. They fall all over themselves trying to pay homage to me because I deliver revenue. That's all. I mean,
are the man.
There's no secret, but anyway, I think 40s. You're the thing to me is you're really less concerned about what people think.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think earlier in life you're really worried from time to time about what people think of you. Your 40s, you just don't care.
At the beginning of your 40s, you came into money. At the end of your 40s and your early 50s, it left you in the form of college tuition checks.
That's correct. All right, it is 9:29, and we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up tomorrow, it is Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer, answering all of your legal questions for free. And that is happening at 8:30. And on Thursday, it is Stowe 5-0, a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either called in or walked in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD. That's 7:30. At 7:50, we are going inside the warped female brain on Thursday. And then on a Monday show, I am going to give away a foursome for this year's 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is presented by Echo Store and Sparkling Ice. And so make sure that you're listening on Monday, and you could win the chance to bring three guests and join us for fun and frivolity at the MGM Casino in Springfield and the Great Horse Country Club. It is 9:39, and the weather is brought to you by the reimagined 2020 Mercedes-Benz GLE. It is going to be rainy today. The temperature is going to be 71, and we're in the upper 60s right now already. The reimagined 2020 Mercedes-Benz GLE has more of everything, including optional third-row seating. It comes fully equipped with the Mercedes-Benz user experience and natural voice recognition, so you and your car can be seamlessly connected. Visit mbusa.com for more information today.
I read something that shook me to my core, and I cannot believe it, and I want to know what you think about it. I just saw results of a survey that said that men spend more time thinking about their wedding plans than women do.
What?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Swear to God.
That's it.
Who I did, swear
who,
to God.
Who did that?
Mixbook, which is a photo company. So they surveyed 2,000 Americans, and they found that men are 8% more likely than women to think about what the wedding would look like when they're dating somebody. I cannot wrap my head around this. I can't. I need to know who these men are. I don't understand it.
I think most men don't want to be involved in the wedding planning at all. Like they,
except for the food tasting.
Yeah, maybe the food tasting, but they don't want to be dragged to do all the rest of the stuff or worry about the invitations or the. I mean, I'm shocked by that.
I am too.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that has something to do with age or something like that.
Maybe.
I mean, that's odd.
There were a couple of other interesting points. They said 7 out of 10 married people say they already had a picture of their wedding in their head before they met their significant other. I'm guessing most of those were women. The top things people daydream about are the location, what they'll wear, the food and drink photos, and whom they're going to invite. And the most common words that people use when describing wedding planning are exciting, memorable, and stressful.
Yes,
it's
stressful.
A nightmare.
It's stressful.
I'll allow the groom and bridezillas.
Let's see. Here's a guy who says, I am totally guilty of doing that. Dated a girl for a year and used to think about my wedding every day.
Really?
What?
And then you broke up?
I don't know. That's
right. Yeah, exactly, right? Danielle.
Dated a girl for a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She finally got tired of the pressure.
I mean, maybe you're thinking about open bar.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
There should be an international law that prohibits one from holding a wedding which does not offer an open bar. You're buying a gift. You're spending money most likely to go to a destination. It ought to be international rule of law that it has to be open bar at a wedding.
This is very shocking commentary from a man who is someday to be the father of the bride.
Yeah. Well, at that
who will be paying for said wedding.
At that one, it'll be open bar for 1.5 hour.
There you go.
That's,
cocktail half hour.
But it should be. I mean, it should. Don't you agree? I mean, you're putting the effort in to go, and you're
it's a lot of money though, Greg. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on whom you invite.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. We did not get to Nancy Know It All earlier.
Oh yeah.
And I want to help out this listener because this Nancy Know It All incident apparently happened at her. Let me just check and see if it's a her. At her workplace yesterday.
Okay.
So she needs emergency advice. So because we got behind during the 7 o'clock hour, I didn't get to it. So, and then I'm going to give away another pair of passes for the Miss Bikini Pageant, which will be judged by the star of season 2 of Naked Dating on VH1, Natalie Jansen. And by Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid on Discovery Channel. So, but I'll give those passes away before we go, but let's do this right now.
She knows everything. Just ask her.
I operate in this sort of smart aleck world.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
She's smart, she had a great sense of humor, and in bed, she moves like one of those pain shakers at Sherwin-Williams.
Here is Nancy Know-It-All and an email that I received this week. We work in a very professional office setting.
Okay.
Yesterday, a coworker came to work in a sheer white blouse.
Whoa.
And you could tell that she had a black bra underneath.
Okay.
Myself and another female coworker find this to be wildly offensive and feel like we should say something to HR. What does Nancy Know-It-All advise?
Mind your business. No. It depends on the professional environment that you're in. Some have more... You know, some people think a black bra under a whitish type shirt is trashy. Some people think it's like modelish and kind of risque in an elegant sort of way. If this is her first time doing something like this, I wouldn't run down the hall and be like, oh, my God, Margaret, we have to write this woman up. Maybe just wait it out and see. If she continues to dress in a way that perhaps makes you and your coworkers feel uncomfortable, then... You could certainly say something. You run the risk of HR telling you it's no big deal. You also run the risk of her figuring out that it's you and making your work environment miserable.
Well, is it appropriate there's many who are listening right now in an office. Feel free to express your opinion. But is it appropriate for a woman to wear a sheer, what sheer means see-through, correct?
Somewhat, okay. Not completely. It's not like see-through lace. It's kind of like somewhat translucent.
So to wear a sheer blouse in a professional setting, is that ho-ish? Is that,
no.
I wouldn't call it ho-ish.
Is
no.
that Tatiana-ish?
No, not Tatiana.
No, it's not Tatiana-ish.
No, I don't think it is. I just think maybe that's a particular style that she dresses in. There are some people that can pull off the black bra under the white shirt and not look like a whore. Some people it looks trashy on.
Yeah.
It depends on your body type, the way you dress, everything about it. Like, it could just be an out of left field thing. You know what? Look at it this way too. How many times have you woken up and had a horrendous morning and then like you got dressed for work, you spilled your coffee, your dog ran by you and got dog hair on your black pants. Maybe something happened to her this morning. Maybe she spilled coffee on herself because some dope in front of her brake checked her in the Ted Williams tunnel, and she happened to pick that shirt up from the dry cleaner yesterday, and it was the only thing in her car, and she happened to already have a black bra on, and she's like, well, I have to throw this on.
Mind your business.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if it's a one-off thing, don't worry about it, but, you know, if she's coming in wearing, like, spaghetti tank tops with her boobs hanging out, that's not necessarily work appropriate.
Well, what's the difference between the professional lady and a... In a business suit with her cleavage showing.
Yeah.
You know? You can't win.
Here's a 508 text that says, I work at a bank and it is against our dress code to wear sheer.
Yeah, that's what people, my next question is if they have a dress code.
People have been sent home over it.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds? Here's a 617 text. What are the odds that the two women complaining are not hot?
Zero.
Well,
I mean, 100, 100, not hot, yeah. 100.
So you think they're jealous then?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possible. Yeah. Who does she think she is coming in here in that outfit?
What if it was laundry day, a texter says.
Right.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe
plan
that's
ahead.
All,
I mean, you work in an office, you have a bunch of dress clothes, but.
I know one thing. I got to start wearing sheer to work.
On behalf of everyone at 83 Leo M Birmingham Parkway, I'm going to ask that you not do that. Thank you. Especially on the bottom.
The way you sweat through your shirt, it becomes sheer anyway, yeah. LB.
Wrong guy.
Here's a text that says, she looked good. They were jealous.
Yeah,
I don't know
it's
if that's
possible.
Usually.
Yeah, maybe that's. So you don't think it's a big, issue?
If it continues and it becomes a problematic thing that it's disrupting the office environment, that's one thing. But if it's just it happened to be one day, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you really want to get snide, you could be like, oh, that's an interesting color combination choice. Maybe she'd be like, oh, my God, I had the worst morning. I'm so embarrassed. You know, I wish I had a cardigan.
Well,
or maybe she's just bold in what she wears and thinks that it's something fashionable and she's fine with it.
Well, here's somebody who says, why can't people bring up issues to other people directly anymore?
that's a riot. Well, that's, we text each other from across the room. You think someone's going to go confront a broad in her office and be like, hey, change the shirt, Sheila.
Here's a text that says, it's not professional, no matter how stylish it may be. Work is not a fashion show or a nightclub.
What?
Depends where you work. It depends where you work.
Exactly. Are you
some
kidding me?
Some places have a more, you know, I mean, if you have like a some young, hip, like, Back Bay startup office where everybody's like running around, that might be the type of clothes that people wear there. If you're in a stodgy law office in the financial district on Arch Street, there's probably an expectation of more of a type of a, you know, wardrobe decorum, I guess you could say.
So if you work in a startup with Tatiana, then it's okay to wear a sheer shirt, a sheer blouse with no bra. But if you don't, you better have the bra on.
Yeah.
Well, here's somebody who says that would be a serious distraction for me. Well, you're supposed to be focused on your workspace, sir, not on what others are wearing in the office.
So it makes work fun.
774 texter also brings up a very good point. Sometimes people don't realize how sheer it is until they're in different lighting. It's the same thing with putting on makeup. If you put on makeup in your home lighting and then you get to your office and God forbid they have fluorescent lighting, it's a completely different situation, which it could be for clothes too.
Yeah. The old camera flash.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Exactly. Right.
Well, here's someone who just says, tell her to lose the bra. Is that
all
the issue?
Nippy Nipperton.
Problem solved.
I don't know that I would do that.
Well, is it an issue because you can see the bra through the sheer because it's black and you wouldn't be able to see it if she wasn't?
You'd still be able to see a nude bra.
Yeah. Nude bra.
Nude bra.
Nude bra.
If that, I mean, depending on what her skin tone is too, you know, if she's light skin, dark skin, whatever, you know, depending on what your skin tone is, you wear different tones of underwear if you're going for the quote-unquote nude look. There are varying shades.
All right. Well, if Natalie Jansen is still listening,
yes,
we invite a sheer blouse without a bra at Friday's Miss Bikini Pageant for all celebrity judges. So
love it.
I think we can all agree that Natalie's phone call was the best and good part of the show today. And the food. Food and Natalie. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So Naked Natalie will be joining us as a celebrity judge at the Miss Bikini Pageant. And before I go, I have a pair of passes to give away. So be the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223. 617-764-9223. And you and a guest can join us on Friday at the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. in his pool house with his chef preparing breakfast, music, and, of course, the pageant to crown Miss Bikini 2019. And I will have more passes to give away tomorrow morning, and I will have more passes to give away on Thursday morning. And then we will come to you live from the pool house at 6 on Friday morning. All right. Here's a text asking if we've ever invited the unicorn to the Miss Bikini pageant. And I don't think we have. Didn't the unicorn go to MGM?
She did come with us.
She went to MGM with us?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard from her since.
No, she's been busy with stuff. I've talked to her a couple times. She's been busy with some stuff at home and
what
and
happened?
Kids
the LB like trap her in an elevator or something out there? Did she accidentally get into a an elevator with a loose not so lucid Lindy?
Oh, what's this emergency button?
Hey kid.
Yeah.
Elevator's trapped between floors 14 and 12.
Do the fake pretend to try and pull the doors open.
No, I mean, listen, Unicorn could be invited if Unicorn's listening. I don't even know if Unicorn still listens or not. Hello, Shannon.
Hello. How are you all?
What's up, Shannon?
I'm going to say I think the new fashion trend is going to be the granny panties with the high-waisted jeans, black bras, and sheer shirts.
That's going to be the trend, yeah. I don't know about that. We talked about the granny panties yesterday.
Well, not so much.
No, thank you.
Yeah, apparently
that's laundry day.
Yeah. All right. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at waaf.com or via the radio.com app. And, of course, you should download the radio.com app now for free So you can listen to this show and this station wherever you are. Summer travel time is here, so you're going to be heading on a road trip somewhere, and you want to be able to bring WAAF with you, and you can do that with the radio.com app. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. That means you get over an hour of nonstop rock completely commercial-free. That is coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.